Insomnia Radio 2, the Tiny Telephone Edition.
From the noise pop capital of the world, welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco. And now here is your host, Scott Tinetti.
Hey gang, welcome to this episode of Insomnia Radio San Francisco, in which we pay homage to a great local recording studio called Tiny Telephone. The studio caters specifically to independent bands, but I'll be talking a little bit more about it later on in the show. But first, let's kick it off with Love Is Chemicals and their song, Claw Your Sweater. Enjoy. That was Love Is Chemicals with their track Claw Your Sweater from their self-titled CD on the Near Earth Objects label. The CD was released in 2005 and, like all of the music on this episode, was recorded at Tiny Telephone Studios in San Francisco. a little bit about the band. It is fronted by Nate Grover on guitars and vocals, his wife Courtney on bass and vocals, and rounding off the lineup is Nick Mirov on guitars and Rajiv Dar on drums. Real quickly, some upcoming shows for the band. May 18th, they'll be at the Makeout Room in San Francisco as part of the Mission Creek Music Festival. And you can also catch them on June 8th at the Rickshaw Stop. So go to their website, which is loveischemicals.net, for more information on these shows, how to get tickets in advance, as well as other news on the band. All right, before moving on to the next track, I want to talk a little bit about Tiny Telephone Studios. It's located in the heart of the Mission District in San Francisco, and it boasts quite an impressive roster of independent bands as their clients. Here are some of the bands, just to name a few of them. Death Cab for Cutie, Not a Surf, John Doe, Creeper Lagoon, Mates of State, Porta Static, Spoon, and tons of other bands. And the label roster is just as impressive, with support from major and independent labels alike, such as 4AD, Barsook, DreamWorks, Elektra, Jade Tree, Kill Rockstars, Lookout, Matador, Spin Art, Sub Pop, just a wealth of riches, an embarrassment of riches, if you will, from the indie world. And all of the engineers employed at the studio also have tons of indie cred. They've worked with artists such as Frank Black, Beat Happening, Sparkle Horse, At the Drive-In, Deerhoof, Cake, Beulah, Jets to Brazil, Burning Airlines, Archers of Loaf, The Decemberists, and Sebado, among many, many others. So you can see why such an important local studio deserves an episode all of its own. Now, next up is a darling of Insomnia Radio, a band called Recliner. I think I can safely speak for all Californians that this next song echoes our sentiments over the past few months, because we have been absolutely wrecked by storms and rain from February all the way up until, say, last week, you know, in mid-April. We've received well over double the normal that we typically get, at least in my area we have. So even though today as I'm recording this, it's a bit overcast outside and I'm somewhat shivering in my makeshift home studio, so pardon the teeth chattering if you hear some of that. This week has seen some glorious weather, some sunshine, temperatures in the low 80s. So here is Recliner with their song Hello Sun on Insomnia Radio San Francisco. I've been racing, I've been trying. was Recliner with Hello Sun from their album Tranquilizer. It's a great, great album. And Recliner is a great, great bunch of guys. I got a chance to hang out with them as well as the Thieves and Chance from when Jason did the Insomnia Radio live show here in San Francisco on March 1st. And yeah, those guys are pretty funny, really down to earth, super nice. We sat and drank beers after the show, and you know, it's all reflected in their music. Good music and good guys. So you can check them out at poisonpenrecords.com. There's an artist link on the site where you can go to see, which is pretty much their official web presence at poisonpenrecords.com. They've got a show coming up that's scheduled for Friday, May the 12th at Studio Z in San Francisco. And their site also says to stay tuned for some more shows coming up in the LA area. So check them out.
Don't forget, you can check out our show notes, grab mixtapes, and more by visiting our site, sf.insomniaradio.net.
All right, let's keep it going with the music here. Next up is a band called Peloton, and this is their song, We Could Be. We'll be right back. was Peloton with their song We Could Be off of a self-titled EP, I guess. There's six songs on here. They sent it to me in the mail. Thanks, guys. Peloton is fronted by Brian Jackson on vocals, guitars, and percussion. And also joining him, kind of as his songwriting partner, is Miyako Ueki. I apologize, Miyako, for if I butchered your name. I am known to do that from time to time on this show. And she plays keyboards and also does the vocals. You, I'm sure, no doubt noticed some of the kind of the dreamy, ethereal, shoegaze kind of sound that they have, at least on this song. Not all of the songs are exactly like this. Some of them are more upbeat, poppy numbers. But I really like this EP, and I'm going to be playing more of them in the future, I'm sure. So, about Peloton, you can go to their website at peloton-sounds.com. That's peloton-sounds.com. And they do have a few shows coming up. Looks like one per month now through July. On April 27th, they'll be at the Rickshaw Stop in San Francisco. Of course, all the show notes for all this stuff will be up on the site, guys. On May 18th, they'll be playing also as part of the Mission Creek Music Festival. And they share the bill with Love Is Chemicals, the band that played the first song in this episode. On June 5th, they will be at the Elbow Room in San Francisco. And on July 5th, they will be at the Mezzanine in San Francisco. So back to Tiny Telephone, and which serves as kind of the link for all of these artists together in today's episode. I was doing some research about Tiny Telephone, trying to figure out, what they were all about. And again, their the roster of bands and labels and so forth that have made it what it is. And come to find out that this next track that I'm going to play is from an artist who I really admire and respect, John Vanderslice. And I bought his album Pixel Revolt, from which this track comes, a few months ago, and really love the album. It's fantastic stuff. So as I'm going, and I knew that he recorded this at Tiny Telephone, obviously. And so I'm kind of searching the site, and lo and behold, I'm on the front page, and what do I discover? But Tiny Telephone is John Vanderslice. Or the other way around, John Vanderslice is Tiny Telephone. Yes, folks, this is his recording studio. An independent artist who, probably frustrated with the high costs of commercial recording studios that cater to some of the larger bands with the bigger budgets, he decided to form his own. So in September of 1997, he started this with a friend of his, and I apologize, I don't have that information quite up, but who is also an engineer at the studio. So I was looking at various information they have. The rates are super reasonable. I wish I had known about this studio when I was doing my rock and roll band recording thing back in the day. We actually had recorded our first EP at a studio called Mr. Toad's, and I'm not sure if that's even around anymore. But we did that in September of 96, so I missed off on Tiny Telephone by about a year. So, yeah, good stuff. John, if you are listening, I know you're on tour right now, you're probably not listening. And who am I, by the way? I am a fledgling podcaster, and this is only my second episode. But good stuff. Congratulations for setting this up. An important service to the indie community, no doubt. And here is John Vanderslice's excellent, excellent song called Exodus Damage from his album Pixel Revolt. And I really, really hope you enjoy this one.
Much more. I've got Exodus damage bleed. Could not commit some things I'll never be. So now we're talking about this. I'm starting to lose my confidence, and no one ever says a word about so much that happens in the world. Dance, dance, revolution. All we're gonna get, unless it falls apart. So I say go, go. Second lane, hit at 9:02. Saw it live on a hotel TV. Talking on my cell with you. You said this would happen just like that. It did. Wrong about the feeling, wrong about the sound, but right to say we would stand down in an hour. Without a fighter in the sky. You said there's a reason why. Tell me now, I must confess. I'm not sick enough to guess. Dance, dance, revolution. All we're gonna get, unless it falls apart. So I say go, 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 go down. Let it fall down. I'm ready for the end. Sometimes that dream is a sad delusion. But sometimes it's true. So now we're talking about this. I'm starting to lose my confidence, and no one ever says a word about so much that happens in the world.
John Vanderslice with Exodus Damage from his excellent album, Pixel Revolt. Mr. Tiny Telephone, as he will be forever known in these parts, at least by me. A little bit about John Vanderslice. He has been touring like crazy since August of 2005. He embarked on a tour here in San Francisco that took him across the country and across the pond over into Europe. He took a break, it looks like, for the holidays right around the end of November. Took a break from touring for a couple of months, and promptly on February 1st just started lighting up the road again. starting in Germany with many dates in Europe, and then made it back to the States in time for South by Southwest in Austin. And his tour will continue through, I believe, May. Yeah, May 12th on San Francisco is when he'll be back here in the area at the Independent. And for those of you in Southern California, because through the ClickCaster stats, I note that I actually have more listeners in Southern California than Northern California. Go figure. But he will be appearing in San Diego at the Casbah Great Club on May 10th and in Los Angeles on May 11th at the Echo. And then again, as I said, back in San Fran on May 12th at the Independent. All right, guys, that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed this tiny sampling from the Tiny Telephone Recording Studios. And send me some feedback. Send me some email. Let me know how I'm doing. Scott@insomniaradio.net. And there's a voicemail line that you can leave me a message on as well. 206-203-1275. That's it for me in this week. I hope you enjoyed, and I'll catch you next time. Take care.
This has been a production of Insomnia Radio, killing your FM around the world. Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out our site at sf.insomniaradio.net. We'll see you next time, gang.